Blog Talk Radio.
Well, welcome to Blog Talk. Words from the words. How can I be on Words from the Words? Strong station. Two, spiritual growth and development at Labors for Christ Word Life Center. This is our Wednesday evening prayer service for the remainder of the year to seek the direction that the Lord would have us go, clarity of that which should be a part of our spiritual strategy for 2019. There are many, many opportunities that are available through the ministry for the month of December and the coming year ahead. And so to get God's agenda for you, we are asking that you come into the sanctuary as we collectively gather on one accord with one heart, seeking direction from the Almighty, opening our spirits to the portals that have been made available to us through Holy Spirit as He communicates to our soul that which God would have us to do. The many, many, many ministry opportunities in the upcoming year are available through our website at our email address, actually from our ministry opportunities that are sent out to your email address. Check out the notices and the flyers and the communications that are sent out to our ministry partners and our ministry family to join us in an invitation to serve the living God. This is our Advent season. We wanted to take to pray God's anointing on our minds and our lives so that the world would know the reason for this time of year celebration. And so, oh God, our Father, we long for the simple beauty of Christmas, for all the old familiar words and sights and symbols that remind us of the great miracle when the one who has made all things came one night as a baby, laid in the crook of a woman. But in that longing, let us even more yearn for your renewed presence among us as we celebrate and expect your second coming. Before we kneel, O God, the mysteries that are yours, that you revealed to the shepherds and the wise men as they brought gifts to the Holy Son, we love and we confess we have not always been warm and sincere and real in this time of year, and we've been centering it around material things. We ask that you forgive us. Now as we enter this Advent season, we pray that the love that sent your Son would find those that you beloved and from you receive the grace to make it pure again in our hearts, warm and real, so it radiates to the world around us. We bring you our gratitude for every expression, every benefit of your love, for all the ways you have heaped blessings upon us during the years that have gone by. And as we pray, Lord Jesus, that as we began this journey this month of expectation and hope, that we may do it in a manner that is pleasing to you. Lord, may all we do and say, every tribute of our heart, bring honor to your name, that we, your people, may remember your birth and feel your presence among us even now today. May the loving kindness of this Advent season and the true spirit of Christmas not only creep into our hearts this season, but live and never leave, so that even though the return to earthly responsibilities and cares come after this season, we will still, oh God, be rejoicing and abiding in the humble, holy, powerful expectations of your coming again. But let the joy of the spirit of Christmas remain in us forever, oh God, new and fresh and powerful and passionate. In the name of Jesus, we pray this. Jesus, who came to save his people from their sins, even in his holy name, oh God, we pray. We thank you. I ask that you forgive us for the technical difficulties that seem to be plaguing us this evening as we have been broadcasting for 10 minutes. However, it had not connected. We thank you for joining us for spiritual growth and development. We are at the physical location of Bethany Union Church in the upper level of 1750 West 103rd Street in Chicago, Illinois. Our prayer time is 7 p.m. to 8 p.m., and we are gathering on Wednesdays in the month of December, seeking direction and clarity and strategy for the 2019 year. There is a host of opportunities and ministry assignments that are presented to us, and as we seek the direction that we must take and those assignments that are ours, and the strategy to fulfill the assignments in a godly and a selfless manner, we come in prayer seeking Holy Spirit in his direction, allowing the Lord to use us as portals from heaven to earth to establish your will on earth according to your way. And so as we gather here in humble prayer, we're fasting on Tuesdays and Thursdays, seriously and anxiously and excited in expectation of what God is doing. After the experience in November, we have a mandate on the body and on the ministry to surrender those things of the past and embrace that which is ahead, not with eyes of our own understanding, but the eyes of our understanding be enlightened so we understand the God's eye view for those things that are ahead. And as we go forth humbly, gratefully, excited, and acknowledging in this season and in this time the source of our power, the way of our victory as it was established by our holy, holy Savior. And so we would like to open up with this prayer of dedicating and renewing the passion in our hearts and in our minds for our holy season of Christmas. So, oh God, our Holy Father, we long for all of the old familiar words, sights, and symbols that remind us of that great miracle when you sent your Son O Lord, as a babe to the earth in humble surroundings, lowly, oh God, you brought him into a place that others could relate to, not in high castles and beautiful temples, but into a manger, into a stable, where the common working folk were, where those people of all nations bring to him their adoration and their worship. Lord, we long and we yearn for the renewness of your presence among us as we celebrate and expect your second coming, Holy Son of God, mighty and victorious. And before such miseries, before those mysteries of that which is ahead, we bow and kneel to you as the shepherds sought you and the wise men brought you gifts of their love. Let us also, O God, profess our love to thee in a warm, sincere, and real way, as it should be. Let us prepare a gift for you, O God, in this season, that which you require out of our hearts and out of our spirits. And now, as we've been drawn us, we'll draw others, O God, as we express that love in radiant joy and sincerity in the world around us, O God, in the hustle and bustle of their looking and seeking the things of the world. Oh God, help our attitude and our passion, oh God, get their attention so that they will realize, oh God, that you are to be worshipped and honored and adored. Lord, you have, for all the blessings that you have heaped upon us during this year and all years gone by, we do pray, Lord Jesus, that as we began this expectation and this hope in the journey ahead, that we may do it in a manner that's well-pleasing to you. Oh God, let the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart be acceptable in thy sight. And may we all do and say every tribute of our heart, let it be to bring glory and honor to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And may the love and kindness that should be expressed and was expressed in the first season, oh God, bring that same peace and love in this season. The true spirit of Christmas, let it creep into our hearts in a place where it will abide and remain and never leave. And may the joy and spirit of Christmas remain with us forever. And let it be the catalyst and the fire for all that we do and say with one another in the earth realm. And we pray this in the holy name of Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you. And we will listen to prayers, songs of praise, of worship for this holy, holy season.
Your baby boy would give sight is Lord of all creation. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nation? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's happy lamb? The sleeping child you're holding is the great.
Mary, did you know? Do we know? Do we understand? Do we remember all that our Savior did? We're told at communion time, which is a perfect opportunity for communion with the Lord's Supper, he says, remember, do this remembering what I have done. Remember all that he came to earth and accomplished on our behalf. The meaning of this Advent and this holy season, it is a time when we prepare ourselves for the coming of our, for he is coming again. And Advent means coming. We celebrate these days of the Advent in expectation and preparation for Christ's return. Will you be ready? Will you be ready? Through the centuries, Christians have observed a time of waiting and expectation before celebrating the birth of our Savior on Christmas. The Advent season is a time for reflection and preparation. But its mood is joyful, for there is great hope for the fulfillment of the final promise and prophecy. Advent has been enriched by Christian tradition to reflect the distinct meaning of Christmas. It proclaims the revelation of God's love as expressed in Christ's birth in a humble stable, his sacrificial death, glorious resurrection. And it points to the hope of Christ coming again as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Advent means makes innkeeping out of all of us, asking each of us to make room for the arrival of Christ the King. Let us today prepare him a room in our hearts and in our homes. A star in the sky carols in the evening air, a candle lit at the window, wreaths on the door, poinsettias brilliant in colors, gifts beneath a lit tree, friends and family around the holiday table, united in love, church bells ringing. These are all symbols and signs similar to Christmas celebrations in other countries. America has its own tradition and its flair, rich in custom. Make your own. Have God show you what he would have your family do. There are many ways that we can observe this holy season as a family, as a unit of church members, as well as a unit in the home. One of the things that we are reminded in music is the drummer boy. Thank you. Praise the Lord. What a blessing to have an invitation, to have an invitation to come. Lowly and unworthy, with nothing fit to give the King but that which he had already placed within us. And so as we listen, you know, to the sounds and to the sights of this Advent season, the images of the present will remind us of the tradition of faith joined with the shepherds of Bethlehem, the wise men of the east, and the seekers throughout the ages to welcome the one who came at Christmas time. Let us at Christmas time bring our gifts to him, and may the message of our song ring clear in the service that we give him. The angels sang glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to all people everywhere. A blessing, a declaration, a proclamation by heaven in the first caroling Christmas time. So songs and music, the sights and the pageantry and beauty of this expression at this time is only a shadow of that which actually happened the night that he was born. That holy, holy night that our Savior was born. Praise the Lord. Let us remember it as we listen to this.
The first Noel, first, the angel did say, was to certain for shepherds in fields that they lay. No. Noel, Noel, Noel.
Praise the Lord. Born as a king. Born as a king. That first Noel. Praise God. Praise God. Visual and performing arts have always been an important way to communicate our Christian faith. The use of music has helped believers understand their godly hope. Other forms of visual art has also been used from the beginning to help express various aspects of our Christian life and of the doctrines of the Holy Spirit and the Lord God. The colors are used throughout the word to bring about the symbolic meaning of that which is taking place. It is an expression of our faith and our worship. Objects in the covering of the communion table, the cloths and the silver and the gold of the things that are used to in our celebration and in the passion of our expression of love. At Advent, we wait with anticipation and celebration for his second coming. We anticipate and we celebrate, and our hearts sing out, O come, Emmanuel. O come, God with us. Sing this out, not just in the words of the song, but in the living of our lives, living as though we see in the Spirit him all around us and that which he would have us to express to others, share with others. That night, though it was silent, let us not be silent. Hallelujah. One of the most heartwarming expressions of Christmas is the nativity scene. The nativity speaks of the mystery of God's wisdom. Why God chose to send his son into our world as a baby, humble birth, born in common surroundings, we do not know. What we do know is that God reaches out to all people, including the poor and the wealthy, the simple and the wise, the powerful and the powerless, all who found him kneel in humility before him, knowing God is possible because he came to us at our level. Whenever we see a nativity, we find ourselves with Mary and Joseph, with the shepherds and the wise men bowing before the manger, overwhelmed by God's expression of love in coming to us. From the beginning, Christmas celebration, gift giving has been a big part of the season. Christmas trees has been an important part. Singled out evergreens because they were always green. Year round they were green. The thought presenting to us that even in the midst of winter, they had life. So we see that the use of the things that we have chosen to express the elements of the heart of this season all have meaning based on our spiritual walk. Evergreens were an emblem in ancient days of peace, joy, and victory. So as a result, Christians placed them in their windows to indicate that Christ had entered the home. Holly and ivy and pine, all of those are, no matter what the season, they are ever green, ever alive, even in the midst of winter. They symbolized the unchanging nature of our God, and they remind us of the everlasting life that is ours through Jesus Christ. So we celebrate, we rejoice, and we celebrate. The red berries represent the blood drops from the cruel thorns in the crown on Jesus. Isaiah 60:13 says, "The glory of Lebanon upon you, the fir tree, the pine tree, and the box together to beautify the place of your sanctuary." Hallelujah. We put those glittering lights and ornaments as part of the beauty and the symbolizing the majesty and awe and wonder of that which came forth into the world. Peace, peace, awesome peace through the Prince of Peace. So as we come to our own traditions and the different things that individuals and families and nations and countries and groups of people do, we do the Advent wreath. It is a time of expectation, and it's also symbolic of this preparation. Also, by the lighting of the Advent candle that's on the Advent wreath, Advent candles on the wreath, each Sunday of the season, flames of each new candle reminding us, the worshipers, that something is happening and something more is still to come. The candles are arranged in a circle to remind us of the continuous power of God, which knows neither a beginning nor an ending. There is also some colors of the candles. Three of the candles are purple, symbolizing the coming of Christ from the royal line of David. He is coming as the King of Kings, as well as the Prince of Peace. So those three purple candles, reminding us of the origin of and the fulfillment of the promises and the prophecies of God. And then the rose candle. It is lit on the fourth Sunday of the Advent season. This candle represents joy. Joy to the world. For our Savior has come. Hallelujah. Joy to the world. And then the large white candle that is in the center of your Advent wreath points to Jesus Christ as the light of the world. The progression in lighting these candles, one each week, each Sunday, symbolizes various aspects of our waiting experience. For us, as we focus and seek the strategy, focusing on four ideas, and that is the prophecy, the preparation, rejoicing and proclamation. The culmination of the season comes as we light the Christ candle on that Christmas Sunday. We join in rejoicing that the promise of long ago has been fulfilled. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let us worship this holy name. Hallelujah. He is our Almighty God. We, in this wonderful time of worship and acknowledgement and prayer and encouragement and direction, by thanking you for allowing us to be servants to your destiny. For in John 1:14, so the Word became human and made his home among us. He was full of unfailing love and faithfulness, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father's one and only Son. So we pray that you have been enriched, empowered, and radically transformed by not just ministry opportunities, but ministry fellowship, worshiping together, worship warfare that the Lord entrusted us to share and experience with you through this 2018 year. As we embark upon a new year, we pray that your destiny is unlocked to a greater dimension of God's incredible purpose and mandate for your life. Please join us. Join us next week as we seek God in prayer, prophecy, apostolic declaration, and worship. Worshiping for the roar of the Lion of Judah to overtake us, empower us, and catapult us into the place of our destiny. God bless.